Well, we're excited about the opportunity to get a chance to get our football team better. We've got to get better in a lot of different areas, but we're extremely lucky with the scouts and Rick Spielman and Scott Studwell and all the guys we have and Jamal Stevenson that we've put in a lot of work already to get to this point. We're extremely united on the things that we're looking for, the vision that we have for this football team, and really where we want to go in the future. So I've been fortunate to be around these guys for a year now and excited about the opportunity and where we're going to go from here. So, questions? Good. All right, let's go. Both those two guys had good years. Jarius is a very explosive receiver, and he got better all year long. As Charles did too. He came in and he's got another guy that can really run. And I think Teddy has a good rapport with those two guys as we move forward. Well, it helps to get the fifth year, and hopefully the guy's going to play like he did play, and so you can continue to keep working with him. But you know, we worked so hard on trying to find a quarterback. You know, North Turner and Scott, those guys did a great job, and we put not only Rick but all the scouts. I mean, we put an unbelievable amount of effort into finding a quarterback and we were extremely fortunate to find this guy. I told he won that Pepsi Rookie of the Year thing, and I told him, so I sent him a little text, and I said, hey, Teddy, congratulations. I said, let's go win a championship unless you just want to be a celebrity quarterback. And he texted me back and said, thanks, Coach. He said, but I've never been about individual awards. All I care about is winning as a team and getting better every day, and that's all I want to do. Well, we were trying to move up to get him, you know, trying to make a trade to get him, and it was just, you know, there was a couple other times we tried to get up to get to where we could get to him, but it just happened to work out with the 31st pick. I mean, we would have kept trying, and at 32, we kept trying. It was 40, it wouldn't have mattered, you know, although we did have the 40th pick.
Coach, what's your evaluation of Cordarrelle Patterson?
Yeah, we have to do a better job of manufacturing touches for him. Cordarrelle is a very talented young man who's been in a bunch of different receive systems. Cordarrelle is doing a good job so far in this offseason. So there's a lot of things we have to do a better job with him. But in saying that, he needs to do a better job himself too. So it is a two-way street on this. Well, no. I mean, you understand that if you get him back, he's a different special guy. Now, you know, and speaking of that, one of the things that, you know, going into the second year, I think our offensive coaches did a great job last year. We got our entire staff back for the most part. You know, those guys work together. They've got a chance to get around each other and feel for each other and with me, and I was lucky about the staff that I did hire. They're some excellent football coaches, but you know, you always have plans based on, well, this, if this guy's back, this is an opportunity that we have to do with him, and not all guys can run like Adrian can. So there's a lot of different things you can do with him than some of the other guys.
Coach, If healthy, how big of a piece of the offense would Kyle Rudolph?
Well, Kyle's a big piece of the offense anyway. You know, he had a great preseason. He got hurt early in the year. He's a great kid. He loves to compete. He's tough, and he's got great hands. And so, I think Kyle has got a chance to be a very, very good football player. He needs to continue to stay healthy, but, he works extremely hard and I saw him last week, and he said he feels great.
Mike, you've always been a bottom-line guy. How much have you had to get your hands around, though, as head coach on the salary cap and how it works? You've always just said, hey, give me guys, let me play with these guys. How much has that had to change if you haven't learned about salary cap and how it works?
Well, I didn't worry about it near as much when I was a coordinator, but, Rob Brzezinski does a fantastic job with the salary cap, and he comes in and he explains everything to me very clear and a big board that he has, and talks to me about different things. If this happens, you can do this. If that happens, you can do that. But he does great, and those guys have a better handle on all the contracts and things like that. You know, I'm a football coach, so that's what I try to do. I think every situation is different. I think, Andrew Luck came in and played great when he was a rookie, and then some other guys come in and don't play near as well. What I didn't want to do with Teddy, I kind of knew all along that he was going to be our guy, and it just when was the right time to do it, and a lot of factors went into it with how the rest of the team was, how the offensive line was playing, how the receivers were. There's so many variables that come into it. And then the quarterback himself, what kind of person he is and what kind of, how quick he handles things. So I don't think it's, I've always been under the assumption the best guy plays. But I just didn't want to get him shell-shocked or hurt or, something like that might happen. And this kid is very, very tough. So, but that was my main concern of why we didn't start him right away early. And then in Castle played well early in the preseason as well. I don't deal with any of those contract things. All I deal with is what kind of football player he is and how can he help us win. And I let Rick and Rob and those guys handle all the contract negotiating. I try to stay out of it because I don't want to get involved in their money, and I never want a player to have to take a pay cut. So I don't like that either. It's like any of us trying to do that. I want the players to be happy when they're playing, but it's part of life. And so Greg can still continue to help us, and to me he's under contract and we're going forward, and I'll let those other guys take care of that.
How about the development of Sharif?
Sharif, I thought he had a good year. He improved quite a bit. Losing weight at the beginning of the season helped him quite a bit. He changed his diet. He's a very conscientious, hardworking kid that has a chance to be a very good three technique. I think he missed maybe four or five games this year, so he's got to continue to stay healthy. That'll be a big thing for him. He's got to understand that the NFL is a big man's game, that you have to, you have to go out and play all the time. And so, but he's a young, developing player, and I think he'll get that figured out too. Good? All right. Thank you.